It's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. I'd like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit Dimitri and Mitch's. CJS never really misses. Treaty 7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between us and them, now you about to witness. But freedom is so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Carson. Sit around and grab a drink, we talking what you wanted. If most of you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You could save what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked.
CJSW.com, 90.9 FM, you are listening to The Sports Show.
Hello.
Sports Show YYC on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, we do have our YouTube channel as well, where you can catch the sports show's content, as well as the other weeks in which we're doing the sports show. Of course, you can stream on the CJSW.com. Everything gets uploaded, but Spotify, iTunes, and Podbean. I almost combined them. I almost went Spotify.
Yeah, there's no
Spotify. I almost did it.
There's no Spotify.
I'd be making it up.
You would be
making called it up. A liar.
Yeah. You've been called worse. By me.
And I am worse.
All right. Welcome to this month's show. We are pumped to have everyone here listening. Excited. Dimitri, let's get right into it. The segment's called The Opening Drive.
Right? Great drive
Thank
sound.
You very much. With that being said, look, I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
This weekend, it's Christmas party season. I don't know. I'm a little nervous because CJSW is throwing their party.
We're the
new guys. We're the rooks.
Yeah, right.
We may not be, like, from an age point of view, the rooks, but we're the rooks on the show and within the program. What do you think? Do we go in guns blazing and try to win everyone's affection and love, or do we just stay in the corner and be nice?
See, I know this is a tough call because I don't know what the expectation is.
Yeah.
Did they just give us, is it a pity invite? Is it we need you to liven up the party
right,
invite?
Yeah.
But then we're at that age where if we go in guns blazing, you know, then all of a sudden.
Could be a problem.
It could be a problem. But I have a solution.
What's your solution?
We have to scout. We have to bring someone into the sports show.
Right.
We need a youthful delegate.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
The Cam.
He's our guy.
He's the guy. Yeah. But it is so interesting because you talk about, you know, the parties. You know, everyone, when they're young, they go, man, I do not want to be 40 years old and the guy that's at the bar. Now we're 40 years old, the guy at the bar. Now I'm starting to understand.
Yeah.
So, hey, 40-year-old guy at the bar.
We get
I apologize for my behavior back
really
then.
Really sorry about that.
I'm really excited because there's a lot of great shows on the CJSW. With COVID and everything, it's nice to get together. Nice to see the team.
Right.
You know, find out everything that's there.
All right.
Identify who we're going to knock off.
True.
Right?
Yeah, it's a little bit competitive.
You know, because there's competition.
Well, do we do the party tricks? Do you have any party tricks?
I don't have any party
we're
tricks.
We're screwed. Okay. What about, what if we just get blind drunk? We're both good at it. We could do it. It's been a year since I've done it.
Right.
Do you think that's too much?
As long as you have a blind drunk entourage with you.
Right.
When you get criticized, they go, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
This guy's the man.
Okay, this is not going to work either.
No, it's not going to work.
Ugly sweaters. You know, those are the big thing. Maybe we show up with two ugly sweaters, breaks the ice a little bit. What do you think?
I think you know what's going to happen. We're going to be sitting at the bar and then we're just going to be those guys. But we got to pull a maneuver.
Okay, stay low key. What do you think? Staying low key?
No, because then you're creepy old guy, Loki.
Then you're creepy old
guy. That's the catch-22.
Okay, and if we're the life of the party, we'll look a little too desperate, like we're trying to be everyone's friend, and we don't want to be. We do want to be everyone's friend, but we don't want to be everyone's
friend. That's right.
What about schmoozing the boss?
You got to schmooze. It's all about not over-schmooze.
No.
Because then you're trying too hard.
You're trying too hard.
Superficial.
All right. We'll let you know next month how the party went. We're not 100% sure, but we'll let you know.
Cab, we need you.
We definitely need you. From there, we go into the topic of the week, topic of the month. It's what got us this show. Everyone loves our banter back and forth. Dimitri, over the last couple of weeks, everyone's been talking about it. It's come up quite often, actually. And today, weirdly enough, I'm fooling around on the internet, right? You know me. I'm a peruser.
Best peruser in the game.
Thank you very much. And I'm looking at the leading scorers in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Number one. Leon Draisaitl with Edmonton Oilers, young guy. Number two, Connor McDavid, young guy. Maybe the greatest player of all time. Maybe. We're going to talk about it in a second. At number three, it's Alex Ovechkin, who at the tender age of 36 in hockey years, the guy might as well be 90. But he's third And by the way, he's got a 10-point lead on the fourth place guy, and he's only like 2 points behind the two young guys in front of him. So here's the topic of the month. A lot of people have been talking about it. A lot of people want to know. Do you want to be the young guy or do you want to be the old guy? Like, I guess my question is old versus new. You know, you talk about the sports. You talk about how the new athletes, you know, you take them and you put them back in the 70s and 80s and they'll dominate. I'm actually, as I did a little investigative work, I don't think it's that easy. And vice versa. You take a Wayne Gretzky, put him in today's NHL. Yeah, you're right. It probably wouldn't go very well for the great one. But I'm not just talking about hockey. I want this for all sports. This topic today, it's going to be as broad as you can possibly make it. What are your thoughts? If you could choose to have an old school type of player mentality or a new school player mentality, or person, or athlete, what would you want?
See, you know what's funny? We just opened up this segment talking about a party that we're overage for, and you know, that we're going to. How do we act? What's the etiquette? Right. And our thing is, can we hang?
Right.
So I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. And this segue wasn't planned, but we look very brilliant right now.
We do.
We really, really do. But so here's my take.
Mm.
I believe that as time goes on, it's always the best time in that sport.
Yes.
Okay?
I see where you're going.
Everyone's always getting better. Everyone's getting faster. Everyone's getting stronger. So on, so on, so on, and so forth.
Right.
Okay? Now, follow me on this.
Okay.
There's also a couple caveats to the sport.
Okay.
Back in the day, there was no steroid testing.
True.
So you don't know what was going on behind the scenes.
Okay, okay.
You don't know if the guy who's got the long jump record from 70 years ago wasn't on some kind of juice.
True, true.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
That's that. But it also comes down to the sport, Mitch. So follow me on this right now. Pound for pound, team for team.
Yeah.
Any team in any sport today
would
go back in time and annihilate any team back in the day.
See, I'm going to stop
here. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm going to touch.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to touch.
All right.
So if you took the Calgary Flames of today, they would beat the New York Islanders of the 80s.
Okay.
I believe. Now hold on.
Okay. This is, yeah.
Because I'm going. Yeah. Skill.
Okay.
On a skill in today's game.
Right.
But then here's the difference.
Yes.
In basketball, for example, it's one of the true sports. It's not overly physical. The rules haven't changed too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's the evolution of the player.
Right.
The basketball debate for me is the one where you say, I want to see what the Bulls would do against Kobe's Lakers.
Yeah.
Right? That would be an intriguing matchup. The difference in hockey is this. The teams were better, but you tell me if anyone in today's game, Mitch.
Yeah.
Could handle the non-calls
on
the hooking, the slashing, the grabbing, the fighting, scared for your life because you accidentally brushed jerseys with Wayne Gretzky and you're about to get pummeled in the corner and the guy gets five in the box and is coming right back out to do it again.
Agreed.
Because he doesn't care.
Agreed.
Because that's the caveat. I think from a skill perspective, if you take Ovechkin and you put him in 1985, that guy's scoring 150 goals a year. Okay. If you take Gretzky and put him in today's era, he stands out like a star, but he's not getting as many points as he did in the 80s and 90s.
Okay. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I'm going to also disagree. I'm going to stick on what you did agree with, where I do see some you and I agreeing. Here's my point. I agree. You take Crosby out of today's NHL, who pound for pound over the last 10 years has been the best player. Put him in, you're right, the 70s, 80s type of hockey. Dude doesn't exist. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not saying he wouldn't be a good player. I'm not saying he's not a feisty little guy and he wouldn't make his way through it. A guy like Brad Marchand, I think, could do a little damage back in the day. Maybe more damage. And he's, you know, you got to be that certain type of player. I get where you're going with it. But I think what I really liked in what you said a minute ago is that it's the genre of the times. Gretzky was like some sort of AI. He was like some sort of robot in a world that there was no robots. I agree with you. He was just beyond his years. Connor McDavid, we're seeing that now in this generation.
That's right.
But here's the big difference. You kind of, you hinted on it. In today's games, not just hockey, all of them, and I like what you said about basketball, because I would love to see LeBron go against, for example, the Bad Boy Pistons, and he's getting, he thought it was bad when Isaiah Stewart wanted to go after him. What happens when Bill Laimbeer and Charles Oakley's trying to kill him? It's a different game. He doesn't want to attack the rim the same way. It's a different, you know.
That's why I say generation. With these sports, Mitch, like soccer's another sport
where the
rules haven't changed too much.
Yeah.
But from a, if you took Brazil
right.
with Pele
yeah.
versus Brazil's team in the 90s, 2000s with Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Rivaldo, yeah. that new Brazilian team would win 10-0. Because overall...
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Don't know. Like, okay, hold on a sec. Because this is where I want to go with it. I agree. From a skills point of view, today's athlete is better than yesterday's athlete. Yeah. I'll give you that.
And the coaching.
But hold on. This is where... Yes, and they should be better, right? Like... 40 years ago, we didn't have iPhones. Today, we have iPhones. So right. technology's better today. So the athletes are better today. They're weight training. Remember that scene from Rocky where Drago is like running around the track, punching a bag. He's got mechanical. And then you got
Stallone. They were basically the CFL. All sports were like the CFL yeah, 20, exactly. 30 years ago.
Exactly.
You're getting paid a couple hundred grand. You still need to deliver flyers on the side.
Right.
Right? Like you still needed a side hustle.
I look at it.
Now it's full time.
Yeah.
Like there's no real off season anymore.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. I'm looking at it from the point of view. Today's NHL, today's sports in general, you got video replays that they've now implemented.
That's right. Yeah.
So back in the day, you couldn't even, if the ref missed a call or something, an offside, hey, too bad, so sad. I like that. I miss that style. I'll be honest with you. That's what sports is not perfect, and nor should it ever try to be.
We need to have a segment on the referee. I'm writing it down, the referee angle.
Yeah, sure. Do it. Playing hurt. The old players used to, like, you'd have to drag them off the courts and the ice and the playing fields of what they played in. Today, I've actually, 4 years ago, was it in baseball? Some guy couldn't play because he got burnt in the tanning bed. Mm-hmm. Different generations. You know what I'm saying? Physicalities. The players today, they basically eat oats from the time they come out of their mother's womb.
They're huge. They have more time and space. Look, this is what I say with the sport. If we're talking NHL, they have more time and space. The stars have more room to be stars. And look what's happened to the fourth line. There's right. no goon. There's no big man.
That's right.
Because there's not a necessity. Now, the playoffs are hard hitting. Yes, I get that. But look what happens in the playoffs.
Right.
The best team and the best players don't. So that's always my argument for the old school.
See?
How many times have the Edmonton Oilers in the past years or anyone with high skill has come into the playoffs and they get obliterated
because
all of a sudden the game gets a little physical. And here we talk, Connor McDavid couldn't get activated. Sidney Crosby couldn't get on the scoreboard. So that's where I agree, where those Edmonton Oilers, those Flyers, those Islanders,
that's right.
those old New Jersey Devils, that's where they have the edge and say, hey, you kids want to come play our game.
Right.
You have 3 seconds to make a move. Now you have half a second because guess what? I'm actually Scott Stevens. I'm going to end your career.
Right. And that's where I'm kind of going, and I'm glad you brought this conversation that way. If I'm going to put you on the spot, if you could choose using mm-hmm. neutral rules, neutral, meaning...
Down the middle,
so like...
Play it as it lies.
No video replays, but the referees will call it as tight as can be, okay? I'll say this. Physical specimen, like the old guys got to work out versus the new guys working out.
Totally, yeah.
What other kind of scenarios can I put it? And here, and I'll throw in the, I don't know what else I want to throw in there. I guess where I want to go with this, Dimitri, is I truly believe if I could pick a team right now, and I think you know this about me, having done so many podcasts with me, I'm that grinder guy, man. I want a little bit of old school. This new, you know, faster than the wind.
So here's a question.
I want my old school guys. I think old school beats new school. There, I said it.
I did it. What?
Old school beats new school. Done. There it is.
So
on a neutral site, old school beats new school. That's what I'm trying to say.
The ruling on the field stands.
That's right.
If you had to draft your first overall time pick in hockey, first pick overall, who are you taking?
Oh, dude, without a doubt, I take my Gretzky. I take Gretzky Prime over anybody, any day
of
the week.
I agree.
And let me throw this at you, too.
You can't deny it.
We talked a little bit about hockey. We talked about basketball. How about Tom Brady at 43 years old, still playing in 2021, having just won the Super Bowl and on his way to maybe winning MVP and or this year's Super Bowl? What I'm saying is the rules of the game of NFL have changed. If Tom Brady, who started in 2001, is playing with 2001 rules, he doesn't go to 43 years old.
See,
there's no way with the late hits and all that stuff that now is being called every play where you can't touch the quarterback and all that.
That's why, see, that's why I say, unfortunately, you have to compare apples to apples. And a lot of these sports, like hockey's not apples to apples anymore.
Right.
And actually, you know what's probably the best comparison of who would win? Maybe old school in hockey does beat new school. I might be convinced.
Yeah.
When Russia played Canada in the 70s,
right,
they picked up and they went home.
That's right.
Because they couldn't handle the heat. And that's probably today's players might do the same.
I think they do.
But when you go soccer, that's apples to apples.
Okay.
It's 11 guys.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't changed much. The yellow cards and the red cards are the same. They just have maybe VAR. Boxing is another one.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, see, okay, hold on. That's a great one. Soccer, 100% behind you. You don't think a Muhammad Ali heavyweight could fight like a Tyson Fury heavyweight today?
Yes.
He could fight him?
Oh, no. Yes, he could. But it's at least that is an argument where you could say it's apples to apples.
Right.
Right?
Who
like,
wins that
like
fight?
Today, again, with Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Or Muhammad Ali?
See?
Muhammad Ali wins
old school.
It. Yeah, no, but see, here's the old other school. Thing. I'm still Mike Tyson prime beats Ali. And you know me, I'm a Floyd Mayweather best of all time kind of guy, too.
Right.
Hot take.
So big.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking old versus new.
But the one last thing I'll say here on CGSW, the other sports show, because there's other ones, and then there's our sports show.
But this one's the sports show.
The sports show.
Okay, CGSW 90.9 FM. If you're just tuning in, Mitch is breaking it down. We've been talking old versus new. We've been talking about the old school versus the new school. Who would win? Who is favored? Mitch, take it away.
I'm going to leave you on this last one. The one thing that the new generation definitely has and the new way of sports has over the old, analytics. I know a lot of math people and a lot of true blood sports fans, I did it, are saying to themselves, how dare you bring that into the conversation? I truly believe that the analytics has made it where that is what we actually love more than the sport. If you don't believe me, follow me this. 7 or 8 years ago, the three-point shot was just something that was there in the NBA, where today it's almost mandatory that everybody on the court, even your quote-unquote center, has to be able to hit the three-point shot. The three-point shot has changed the game of basketball all in all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You take a Golden State Warriors.
Exactly.
Those guys beat, I'm telling you, they would destroy them, not destroy, but they beat the Bulls.
Well, you know what? And there's something to be said. I'm just talking about analytics in general. All of a sudden, there's Corsi in hockey. There's a stat. And it's hard to break down. It's data. It's a lot to do. But, I mean, if you turn around and you go to Michael Jordan back in the day and Phil Jackson says, hey, listen, Michael, we got this new computer program that's going that tells us that you should pass the ball to Bill Cartwright because he's going to score 70% of the time. He's going to say, get lost. I'm Michael Jordan. I'm going to take it. You tell Steph Curry that, he's like, okay, that makes sense. That's the difference. But overall, my hot take earlier, as we were going to use that word tonight, old school beats new school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to do it. From there, we go to something. We haven't really tried it on our show here on CGSW, but we're going to do it tonight. It's called Rapid Banter.
Fair enough.
What it is, I ask a question. Dimitri smashes it out. Done. Easy.
Yeah, ready? That's it. We can't talk all sports.
Yeah.
So we'll just go through.
Got to have a little fun.
A little of that.
This weekend, the F1 has its finals. It's Max Verstappen versus Lewis Hamilton. They have tied points. Who's going to win this F1 this weekend?
Well, F you if you're going against Lewis Hamilton.
Bulls 96 versus Golden State 16. Who wins?
Are you crazy? Golden State. I just said it.
Mark Cuban, owner of the NBA team Dallas Mavericks, just bought a town in Texas. The name of the town? Mustang. Keep it or change it.
Times might be tough. I thought he could own a city.
COVID-related. Dak Prescott, quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, gifted the whole team Jordans for Christmas. Too much or not enough?
How about gifting them a playoff win?
Oh, boy. J-Lo and Ben get snuggly at the Lakers game. Are you a PDA guy?
Apparently, I'm a TMZ guy.
Hey, no one cuts the TMZ down. That's where I get half of this information from. This weekend, it's the 108th Grey Cup Hamilton Tiger Cats against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. By the way, Hamilton at home in the Grey Cup. They got home field advantage. Who do you like in this game?
Oh, Winnipeg.
By the way, Zach Kolaros,
Greek.
Habs fired GM Bergevin. Job requirements, you got to speak French. How's your French?
Ça va très bien.
There it is, rapid banter for this week.
It's actually not that good at all. No. My French
your
sucks.
Your French sucks? Oh, yeah. Mine was horrible back in the day.
No, that's we can't even.
Ask our buddy Lacey. She sat right behind me. Poor thing had to listen to me speak French.
She had to listen.
She had no choice.
Well, I have to listen to you speak in general, so I could understand if it was in French. Wow.
Yay. It is what it is. All right. This is, it's become everyone's favorite segment. We're getting emails, text messages, phone calls, pigeons showing up at my house with letters on their feet. It's pass or fail. Here we go. You ready? So this week on pass or fail, what I've done is I've combined, based on our topic of the week of old versus new.
Okay.
I took two players, one from the old school, one from the new school. You got to pass one and fail one. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Here I'm ready. Okay.
We go. Serena Williams versus Billie Joe King.
Serena pass, Billie Joe fail.
Yeah, that was kind of easy. I agree. Yeah. I mean, there's no way around that one. Here's one. Carey Price or Patrick Waugh?
Oh, you got to pass Waugh and fail Price.
You fail, yeah. I agree 100%.
Yeah, you have
to. This is what I'm talking about.
You have
to. So, by the way, I'm going to keep score. Yeah. So far, it's 1-1.
It's 1-1.
Old versus
new. Tie game.
Yep. Pelé versus Messi.
Messi pass, Pelé fail.
Babe Ruth, who, by the way, back in baseball, we all know who he is.
Objection, versus, Your Honor. Suggestive.
Sustained. Against Ohtani, this year's MVP, pitcher hitter. Babe Ruth, pitcher hitter. I tried to find one in baseball. This is the best comparison.
Fair enough.
Who do you like?
Babe Ruth.
I agree with you.
Pass.
Pass. He's got to be. Yeah. He's got to be because more longevity. He's done it longer.
The great Bambino.
That's right.
Not just a Bambino. He was the great.
The great Bambino.
Like there was clearly a Bambino.
Right.
Which now you got to wonder. You feel sorry for the original Bambino.
Yeah, it's not good for him.
Right? Because then this guy, he's like, now he's the great Bambino. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I got to change my name now.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah, that sucks. Somebody. It's like infinity. Infinity plus one.
Yeah, you can't. Why'd you do it? Well, Googleplex. Well, Googleplex plus one.
That's right. Did I talk to you about this whole metaverse? We'll get into it. I don't get this.
We also got to talk about 1UP guy.
1UP guy.
Yeah. I'm writing that down.
Write that down. Yeah. Ronaldo or Maradona?
This one's tough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I know what you're going to do. Though.
Maradona pass, Ronaldo fail.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, man, if he just cleaned his act up a little bit, he might have had a better career. Let me tell you this, man.
He let himself
Hold on. Let me ask you. Who else scores a goal with their hand, gets away with it, and then wins a World Cup?
By the way, allegedly. What did I just say? What did I just say about video replays? What did I say? There you go. That's how you win. Adversity. You figure out a way to
creativity.
Win. That's right. Jerry Rice or this year's leading receiver, Cooper Kupp?
This one's a bad one. You could have done better.
I could have, but
I
didn't.
You should have went Moss.
I was going, but Moss has also been retired like 10 years. It's hard
to
say.
Yeah, but he's newer school.
Okay, fine. Audible, Moss.
Moss pass.
Okay.
Rice fail.
All right. Tiger Woods or Dustin Johnson?
I just wanted to do that. I know. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Tiger Woods or Dustin Johnson?
I'm going to go Tiger Woods pass, Dustin Johnson fail. Let me throw one at you. Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods all day.
Really? Even still?
100%. That guy revolutionized the game.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not disagreeing.
Doug Flutie or Bo Levi Mitchell?
Oh, Doug Flutie pass, Bo Levi fail.
Just saying. In basketball, there's Charles Barkley, and then there's Green from the Golden State Warriors, pardon me. Very similar guys, all-stars, great players. One's got a few more championships than the other.
Yeah, Barkley pass, Green fail.
And finally,
I never liked Green.
LeBron or Michael?
LeBron pass, Michael fail.
Final score.
Hot take.
Final score, 6-4.
No, no.
Four. Old school beats new school.
Even with my LeBron
take. I told you, baby.
Even with my LeBron hot take.
I told you, baby.
Okay.
Listen, this past weekend, a little CIS news, a little college university sports. You know what? Right. Since we're on the CJSW, we should talk about some sports. The Vanier Cup was just played. Now, the Calgary Dinos.
Care for it this year, Mitch.
You know what? Well, because our Dinos weren't in it. And the Dinos usually, you know what, over the last, like, I would say 7 years, have been in it with Laval. This team out of Laval, you know, I may not be their biggest fan. You got to respect these guys. They've won 10 championships. They know what they're doing.
They're the Alabama, basically.
They are the Alabama. Yeah, that's a great, great point.
Laval, Alabama.
So Western was in it against Saskatchewan. Western pulls off the big win.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. For years, I was watching the Vanier. This year, it surpassed me. I'm not sure if it's because of COVID and the time difference, but do you watch any of the CIS? Are you watching any of the...
Look, funny enough, when the Vanier Cup comes around, I do watch it. Same thing. This year, it really escaped me. And I got to tell you, I got a real big bone to pick.
Oh.
I do. I don't understand why there's not more coverage nationwide for this game.
Right.
For this university... It's the equivalent of our college.
Yes.
I can't stand it. I don't like it. If we ever... Look, the NFL and American collegiate sports eat up our TV time up here. I get it. We love it. We watch it. I'm not saying... Look, we can get into it one day, my take on NFL versus CFL for a different time.
Sure,
we're running out of time right now.
Love to hear it.
But here's the problem. The problem is these things escape you. And it's all that these players have to get the look in, to get the look in from their own country, to get the look in from other universities and colleges and other, you know, our counterparts in our league. So yeah, I'm upset that this escapes me. You know, I really, really do. I think it should be on prime time. I don't understand. We have Canadian networks that should be putting this on the Monday nighter, just like they do the state championship.
I agree. I'll be honest with you. I think that it's got to be the Canadian government. It's got to be the universities all pushing a little bit harder, because God knows the communities around, like the Dino families, the people of the Dinos and other colleges are going to support it. They're going to watch it. They're going to say, I want to see my son or the kid that I hired at the local Safeway. I want to see that kid, right? You know what I mean? So I couldn't agree more. Here's one thing. I'll tell you what the big difference is. You know what the big difference is? I'll tell you. Here's the big answer. Bands. College bands. Down in the States, they got the big bands.
Yeah.
Got the bands. I don't want to get into this because I'm going to get mad.
Okay,
the band thing is weird to me. All right, just straight up. But we have them here. If that's what you guys are missing, get the bands on the field,
buddy. The band guy. You know what, band guy? I get you.
Yeah,
I understand.
We get you, band guy.
We know what you're doing, and good on you. But you know what? Good on the roster. Good on the University of Calgary. Good on the CJSW Sports Show 90.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in live. Don't forget, you can listen to the show if you've missed it. We play twice a day on the second Tuesday, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. It's also on cjsw.com. You can find the links to our YouTube channel, Spotify, iTunes, Podbeans, all the links. Listen to it after the fact. And please, please, please help support us and follow the Sports Show at Sports Show YYC. Every week we're doing a podcast just for the radio. As it stands now, we're doing it once a month. It would help us out. Thank you very much. It's one for the books. But we got to shove it in the locker because we do need to hit the showers. That band of the band. Like they're big into the band. The tuba. And that's a hard, you know what, that's a hard answer. Go with the tuba, you got a band. You have to have a big diet. Good read. The read's important. It's a read instrument. You got to have balance. See, the drum guy gets it easy.
Yeah,
it's center
easy.
Of gravity.
Yep. Hey, you got some rhythm. You know, a lot of people don't have rhythm.
A lot of people don't have rhythm.
Yeah.
You got to have rhythm.
Got to have the rhythm.
You know, they say rhythm's a dancer.
They have said that, haven't they?
It's a soul companion.
You know what I don't understand the band? Why aren't there any singers? Where are the singers? Why can't they sing a song while they're doing the thing?
Yeah, there's no singers.
There's no singers. How about, have you ever seen LSU? So LSU is one of the universities. I'm sure there's other ones down in the States. They have like these dancers. They have the band and not the cheerleaders. They're
dressed
up in this weird thing and they dance or something. It's like, you can tell it's like a French thing, like down in Louisiana and stuff.
Right. Creole.
It's different. Creole, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But it's different. And you know what the other thing? I got to give these States guys, the band guys. Sorry, I'm going on around here. But they're proud. They're proud that they're on the band.
You're damn right, Steve. They're
not embarrassed of it. We're up here. Maybe we're a little embarrassed about it. You're like, are you? No, I don't. Band? Are you crazy? I'm down there. Damn right, I'm in the band.
Tell me more.
I'm first line band.
You know what I mean? Like, it's okay, band. Old school versus new school.
Whoa. No one touches the old school band. No one can touch the old school bands. Mind you, the new school bands, I'll give you this. You guys do this whole, like, they do, like, it's marching, and they make it look like things are happening. I reverse my call. For further review, reverse call, new bands.
And new.